VR mobile.
Tom, KO4HKX.
Tim Patrick, you're starting to look a little dreary out there. You get any snow up north?
It was flurrying while I was out here working on the wife's car.
Oh, now, do that, Patrick. I'm just leaving Lowe's. I just had to stop by and pick up a hose part. And heading back home, which is a short distance.
I had to put coil and plugs on her car, which you had to take the intake off to do that. So, it took me about an hour and a half. Not a big deal, but it wasn't so cold and windy and blowing snow everywhere.
I think I heard somebody else trying to break in. Go ahead. I know it was somebody keying the mic, but oh well. I'm here at the corner by the fruit market getting ready to head back up. I went to rehab and had to get a little weather stripping for the faucet covers. It's not quite fully covered. And so I got that and I walked out and I forgot to get the hose fitting. So I had to go back in and do that. Getting senile. That's a fact. Oh, shoot. Well, I can finally get around the corner here. It's starting to get busy time.
It is that time of day. It's about 4 o'clock, so if you're anywhere close to Wade Hampton, it's going to get busy.
Patrick, that looks pretty up towards the mountains, kind of blue like the Blue Ridge. Just now headed north on 101. And, well, that's a pretty big job you did today. And, you have to take the intake off to replace a coil. Is that a newer model car with a coil on each one of the cylinders?
2010 Escape. But that's the way a lot of cars are. A lot of V6s, these front-wheel drive cars. So that's pretty common. Intake's pretty easy to get off of, so it wasn't no big deal.
Well, at my age, it would be now. I think they used to call those things igniters, didn't they?
Back in your day.
Yeah, they got one for each cylinder now, don't they?
Not all of them. Some of them still use coil packs. Just depends on what you're working on.
Expensive if you had to replace them all. Oh, shoot. Well, it's starting to get colder right now. It's dropped down to 41, but it was just a little over 40 today. And when I got down there to rehab a while ago, it wasn't too bad. But when I come out of Lowe's just now, it's been on the frosty side.
The highest I've seen up here today was 32 this morning. It's 29 outside right now.
That's pretty chilly. But, you know, it feels so good to be able to go outside and not have to take a nitroglycerin when it gets cold. And I noticed that this morning. I had to go out and feed the chicken and give them some oats and gather the eggs. And that's the first time in a long time that I didn't have to take a pill just to walk to the tin barn. And as you well know, it's not very far out there.
But that's a good thing. Get off that one medication you were taking and make that big a difference. That's a good thing.
Station break.
Yeah, go ahead, break.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Patrick. I just stop in and say hello, and I'll step right back out of your conversation. I just wanted to let you know I'm here and tell both of you hello and hope you're having a good day and staying warm. KQ4LOO will be stepping away and listening.
Okie doke, Tal. Nice to hear you. Patrick, nitro opens up everything instantly. It's a little tiny pill, and you stick it under your tongue. And it's like getting a shot of wild turkey, so they tell me.
Grandfather used to have to take those. He carried a little brown bottle of nitro pills everywhere he went. So I know all about them.
and a good grandpa. Well, I know if you take the third one, and you still have a, it just feels like somebody using an old bicycle tire pump airing up your chest if you got congestive heart failure. And matter of fact, I got to go to the lung doctor next, well, it'll be the first part of December, and they're going to do a lung assessment on me because of the CT scan they done here a while back. But that's what it feels like. And if you got to take that third one, it's, you got to go to emergency room. And I never did have to do that, thank God.
I got to step in for a second. I have nitro myself because I had a heart attack at 44. And they told me if you still experience it after the second time, you need to go. So that's what they told me. And that was 70 years ago. So, I understand what you're talking about with that. I keep a bottle in my pocket, too. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to step back out. I just wanted to interject that.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. It's been a little while since I had to take them because I just had the bypass surgery. My God, it's really getting dark here, Patrick. There's cloud cover now, and I don't know what Bernice has got planned for supper tonight, but if I had to guess, I might think Channel Cat, but she didn't say before I left.
Well, this blue sky up here now, so that means it's going to get even colder with no cloud cover to hold the heat in. And, Tal, good to hear you out there. But, Tom, I'm going to jump out of here so I can get the job finished up and get cleaned up and get back in the house where it's a little warmer. But you tell Miss Bernice to say hello, and we'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final, Tom.
Okie doke, Patrick. Well, I'm on the big hill here out in front of the house getting ready to pull in. So, great to hear you. Take care and be careful out there. This is NZero GR Clear.